My spouse and I have been in recovery for his addiction and my codependence since full disclosure in April. He took a polygraph test to confirm that all the secrets were out yesterday. We went to the grocery store to change our coins to dollars, and there were a couple of Jamaican coins. There were coins from Canada and Europe, which makes sense because he travels to Italy, Canada for work. His AP was in Italy and Canada. He's never been to Jamaica. He says he doesn't know how they got there. What do you think? Am I naive to believe him? How could they have ended up in our jar of coins? We had a really good polygraph. I just want to trust my spouse and not be stupid. So part of the problem, obviously, when we go through this sort of thing, is it is difficult at best to believe what you see, especially if so much of what has been feels like it's been a complete lie to you. So I get that. At the same time, if he's done a polygraph, and you know, there are ways that coins can end up someplace, I think, besides someone having an affair in Jamaica. Do the due diligence you feel like you need to do, but for all you know, potentially in this sort of situation, I mean, potentially somehow the coins came through you. I don't know for sure, but I mean, that is certainly a possibility. So again, I feel bad about the paranoia that comes from that sort of thing. It is really, really scary. But at the same time, I don't think there's any way of knowing whether or not he somehow did something. So certainly I think that there could be truth in what he just said. I hope you're able to find the answers to that. Hang on just a second. There we go. Yeah, and then, you know, sometimes it'll even happen with an email. Do the due diligence, but unless you can somehow connect dots, I mean, I always keep my eyes open. But no, in that situation, I'd say there's lots of explanations, and it's not necessarily this. Pray about it, and hopefully it would come out, but there's reasons to believe it's not. So, next question.